take you with me, baby. We'll stop in Memphis on the way.
Brad Apsher and Swamp Royale from Houston, Texas, performed a song that celebrates Memphis, the self-styled home of the blues. Apsher, who also competed last year, says meeting other blues players is a big part of the experience.
I've met some great players, you know, obviously great musicians, and great record producers, and, you know, just uber fans, too, you know. I mean, if you come here and you're not a musician, you are a huge music fan.
Artists from 40 U.S. states and 16 foreign countries came to the contest on Beale Street, where the blues has been played for more than a century. Deputy Director of the Blues Foundation, Joe Whitmer, says many musicians feel rewarded just performing here.
Sure, they come and compete. Sure, they could walk away with prizes. But having the opportunity to come and play at least two nights on world-famous historic Beale Street means the world to them.
One group that traveled a long distance for the event was the Brat Pack from the Philippines. Vocalist Christina Mercado was anxious to meet other blues artists.
You know, I hope we get to mingle around with the hardcore, you know, blues bands here. And actually, it's really, wow, what an experience, really.
Stop your man.
Victor Puertas is part of the Suitcase Brothers duo from Spain.
You're right here in the place where truly the blues was born. It's spectacular.
The blues was first played by African Americans in places like the Mississippi River Delta south of Memphis. That heritage inspired this year's winner in the band division, Vicksburg, Mississippi's Mr. Sip and vocalist Castro Coleman.
And we're trying to preserve this traditional blues music, our heritage music. We try to preserve it, and the more countries and states and in different areas that it spreads in, reassures me as a Mississippi kid, you know, that the blues will stay alive.
Keeping the blues alive is also the goal of the annual Youth Showcase, featuring teenage players from around the country. Eric Huvestal, who sings with the White Lightnings from Houston, is a fan of his city's most famous bluesman, the late Lightnin' Hopkins.
Houston blues has a lot of history, and Lightnin' Hopkins is definitely one of the forerunners. So I wanted to respect that, so we named band White Lightnings in honor of Lightnin' Hopkins.
And to wrap up an event celebrating a musical genre based largely on improvisation, what could be better than a large jam session? Greg Flakus, VOA News, Memphis, Tennessee.